So, this is going to be my decision. Let me go over this wall. Never loving the scissors. Right, just read that. Just read that. Right. Never climb a ladder with a chainsaw. Your rules to live by. Never ride a motorcycle at night. Never put off till tomorrow what you can do today. Nothing good happens on Hill Street after 11 p.m. You don't live in Memphis. Just the truth, maybe this is one time. You can tell a lot about a man by the way he takes care of his tools. This is tools of this. Always take that extra time to put the tools away properly. Always wear something. What are these things that I'm giving you? They're accidents, right? They're problems. They're little kidney things. They say always and never, but they're really not absolutes. They're just shortcuts. They're tools we use to achieve a goal. The goal is how do we feel or how do we live? How do we be wise with our life? It's a shortcut. They're very helpful, right? They just save your legs in time when you're going to climb a ladder and chainsaw. Seems like a great idea. Well, it's right there, right? I've got a rule. I don't climb a ladder and chainsaw. I've got to call someone taller than me. So what else? We can't ask. This is where I think you all have to do it. And please feel free to jump in and give your favorite actor. Stay in thank heart and everyone for your right? Ian Baxton. You got to go and talk to her, guys. She's probably, it's just not going to happen. She's not going to come talk to you. You got to talk to her. Shower every day. That's a pretty good one. Do that in the little voice cabin? No? Here's my argument. John and Dale, I've never rushed at our church. Never rushed. I've been doing conversations with all the friends. Because you don't know. We always think, hey, we're going to take care of this, and I'll come back and talk, and somehow we'll get us by and go into kind of that conversation I want to have. Watch out, this is the same for every kid. If they're not your kid, somebody else is going to appreciate you pulling them off the something they don't even want. Make a new friend every day at camp. So that's the biggest action. But as far away, somebody can make some good camp actions. Don't block the boat. Or do. Don't let you pass going downhill. This is great. Most experience that I
would have.
Just say no to ask Bonnie's friend. We'll just move right along.
Don't try to spike on Brother Isaac.
Don't try to spike on Brother Isaac. Wear bus brakes, see? Who has the cheaters? You know that. I'm telling y'all, cheaters are there for 2 weeks, and it's all about permission. That's what God has got.
Don't expect sunshine to dry your clothes.
Don't expect sunshine to dry your clothes. Just a few more. Extra dog. Extra water. See, you guys are just full of wisdom. Now, these seem like they're universal, right? But they're really the shortcuts. So, what we're talking about, these are practical tips. And so take this with a grain of salt. These are practical tips. Well, look at this wonderful verse I made. How is my life, the decisions I made, meeting up with these goals that say in his wise verses that have been shared. So are my decisions being the 1 Corinthians 10:31 says. So he said, whether therefore you eat or drink, whatsoever you do, all to the glory of God. Are all my decisions here to the glory of God? Am I speaking rarely? All of my decisions. What about the Romans 14:23 says? Whatsoever is not a faith is a sin. Am I living a life of faith in God's good purposes toward me in life? Am I being faith-filled in my actions. The Wednesday, meaning the Deuteronomy 4:2 test. You shall not add to that word which I command you, you shall not diminish not from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you. So am I submitting to the authority of God's word? So I can kind of look at my decisions and see how they're meeting up here. Today's verse, 2 Corinthians 5:9, am I laboring in an acceptable way? These are kind of big, broad categories. It can be a little hard sometimes on the fly in your busy lifestyle in the middle of the shift at Chick-fil-A, trying to think, well, am I meeting up with the Deuteronomy 4:6:7? And that's where the shortcuts are coming. And so it's a shortcut. This is not the end all. But how do you tend to, the answer is you have to be asking to live by, right? So there are the scriptures and Christian communities filled with resources, filled with proverbs, filled with wisdom, and you have a rule, you have an axiom. And it's like driving a stake in the ground. It's like, this is a conviction. This is something I believe firmly. I'm just going to live by it. And if you've got some of these attachments in your brain, in the middle of a busy shift, and there are certain temptations on the phone, you've already made a decision. So it's real quick for your body to remind you, just kind of jump right past that, right? I think of David saying that I have made a covenant with my eyes, not to lust out of my life. Some paraphrasing. Same thing, you made a decision. You already made a decision. He said, you know what? I've driven a stake in the sand, and next time that my eyes are tempted to draw toward this lovely lady, oh, I already made a decision. My eyes just bounce away, right? So this is the same thing. You have to recreate your wheel every time. So you get what I'm saying. So these actions, these are tools that have been used by many other people other than Christians. There's not a Christian out there per se. So the combat, I think a lot of basic training is trying to drill in reflexes. So you say, this. When this happens, this is what you do, right? It's teach our kids, you know, you smell smoke, you stop, you drop the ball, you teach these rules, and you may never come across that table situation, but hopefully somewhere deep down it's that's who you are. So this is pattern recognition. It's filled with these, all these old gray-haired doctors love sharing all their little accidents that they learned. So just like I'm sure old soldiers would love sharing with younger soldiers, but if temptation came to us like a multiple choice test, it'd be easy to say, should I avert my eyes from this temptation? Should I lust after this young woman? Should I, be thankful to my wife? It'd be easy, right? How many of you always check and write? That's not how temptation comes, right? It comes at us, and we don't really see it. There's all this haze, and you're busy, and next thing you know, you're enticed by some temptation. Right? So you see where I'm going with this. Recognizing the forest for the trees, how do you do that? Do you feel a little overwhelmed with that? Well, sometimes I feel overwhelmed with that. So, the answer is you don't do it all by yourself, right? You need to do it in the community because very frequently we're doing this stuff. And our actions may actually not line up with the scriptures. So we may have some rules in our head that seem like they make sense. And so we say, well, I'm just doing the right choice. Whether I should find this fault. Or this car. So I've got two cars, I need a ride, so this car I like, it's just the right shape and size, and this one, it's kind of a mom's type of car, right? So we need some wisdom. How do I make this decision? Because often, end up making decisions on the fly. You could send out a bunch of surveys to your parents and ask them which car. You probably don't have to do that. You probably need to have some character qualities and skills and actions built in. Okay, I'm not going to, for example, I remember when I got my first credit card, I think I was 16, and Dad said, son, always have a rule. If I ever couldn't pay off my credit card at the end of the month, I'll cut it off. That's just the rule. If I ever get to where I owe more or I got more money out than I have in, I'm going to cut the credit card. So, all right, let's get your credit card as long as you have this rule. Right? So, do you have these rules in mind? So, I said, I'm not going to buy a car that I have to go in for death or all of that. You may come up with some little rule, and that's going to help you make a decision that otherwise it's going to be hard to make. So, you follow my train of thought. So, let's look real quickly, and then I would love to please be thinking of some actions that help you use decision, or just that you know someone that you should ask, or a problem, say, in your life, that is dealt with. It's here to get out of an unwise decision. So some action that's here to you. The proverb of the day today, this is Proverbs 25, and I want to show you now, if you got a Bible, look over to Proverbs 25, and let your eyes wander up and down this one proverb on one page of these scriptures. You'd be amazed, if you're like me, at how much wisdom is just not there in the right spot. So I have a person I know that this is just one hour, one day, this is just one fifth of the month, and do this problem. So first time says, the meek will be guided in judgment, the meek will teach the way to the one's law. Close. Alright, one look over. Proverbs 25, verse 9. To think thy cause with thy neighbor himself, and discover my secrets to the world. Right? So you've got some disagreements going on, you don't just kind of, you know, tag them on a post in Facebook. Just talk to them. Right? Yeah, whatever. It's a novel concept. Now, verse 15 here, Proverbs 25:15 says, by long forbearance the prince persuaded, and a soft tongue breaketh for the wrong. That's really by long forbearing is a prince persuaded, and a soft tongue breaketh for the wrong. So let's pause, please. Let's take 5 minutes and we've got time. And everybody here can ask or give a call or something that has a perception to speak. Something other than going on the school. So we repeat this. You're known by the company. That actually helps. 10:59 p.m. on Hill Street. That just said, if it's questionable, probably not. Specifically, I'm not honestly thinking about, is this the right thing to wear? Is this in the right message? If it's questionable, follow it up. Everything in moderation. A Bible that is worn out usually belongs to a man who is evil. I take that. Some of your fellows at Breakfast Club, and they said they had made a deal, so I won't eat breakfast unless I have read my Bible, because I've got time for breakfast, I've got time to read some passage of Scripture. And so that fidelity that I did was that my Bible probably belongs to me. Don't start today with God, you won't get today with God. Confess your sin immediately. You can tattoo it in your heart again. That'll help. You know how to choose to confess it to God. Oh, God, you got much. All that.
Good grade, sir.
But
good grades are not as much about planes as they are hard work.
Don't just pour sugar in there. Standing before the judgment, there's an audience, and they start playing back and they say, how did you do? Just follow your own rules, the rules that you set up for yourself. But the thing that came out of your mouth, it's you who starts saying, how did you do? Oh, can you imagine? We would just sit there and listen and realize, oh, I knew. I knew how to walk. I knew how to do this. I knew how to do this. I knew how to do this. Over and over, we would just be filled with shame by your head of pain as you heard your own voice condemning the action as a video. They played over here showing just willfully air against the truth. Why so if that existed? How's it doing?
I should have.
It's an after that. I should have. So every honest, this is too horrible. So what that means, you just be cynical and say, well, we all do. Exactly what I was for. Honestly, great. Look at that. Love, it takes you, and washes you, and rescues you. And doesn't just leave you. Finally, he says, listen, I'm going to help you. You have to sit there and try to tie up on your own bootstraps to see if you can jump over the cliff or jump up. He said, listen, I'm going to stay under the Holy Spirit. He's going to come alongside you. He's going to ditch you. And when you give up, I'm not going to let you just be happy. In your stead. I'm not going to let you just be taken on that. I'm going to just keep tapping the screws until you break down to your knees. You say, Lord, I need you. This is clearly my path. It's not a nasty kind of guy. He didn't just say, hey, I'm going to stay with you tomorrow, and you're on your own until then. Good luck with the vision board. Right? That's not what he did. He's got full spirit inside your heart right now. And he has put his word, he's put his truth in there, and when you hear truth, the truth is resonating on the inside, and if you still sin willfully against it, it won't go well. Your life will become broken. You become out of balance, and you'll fall, and then you'll have to push back. That will happen. You're God's child. He will not let you just willfully carry this truth. How is going to break you down for his glory, for your glory? So that would be my gospel message, guys. Would you get access to the soap room, shower every day, you know, don't let your eyes lost after all these wonderful things at the end of the day. Call out for help. He is there. The Holy Spirit will help you. And there is no temptation that is taken, but such as is common to you. But with it, he gives you the grace to listen.
Thank you for listening to this message. Our prayer is that you've been blessed by the messages and the daily devotional blog on sermon audio from Ripley Primitive Baptist Church. We would love the opportunity to be of greater service to you and your walk with Christ. In other words, we would like to get to know you better. Do you have need of counsel, of a home church, or can we just pray for you? Please feel free to contact us by phone at 662-837-8590 or visit our website at www.ripley.com. PBC.com.